From sleepless nights to tantrums at the store, wiping sticky hands and cleaning up the kitchen floor. Every day is an adventure, never a dull moment in sight. They're breaking all the rules with their hearts shining bright.
Things people say to moms. Get it right, Anne. Things people say to moms, but they never say to dads.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
This links into the whole default parent episode that we did. It was one of our previous episodes. And moms are most of the time the default parent.
Yeah.
Which also leads to a lot of comments and a lot of questions that they will not ask dads. When you have your baby, something that they will say to a mom and not to dad is, you look great for someone who just had a baby.
They'll never, never say that to a dad.
It might seem like a compliment. I think sometimes it is a veiled, backhanded compliment. Mm. But also, okay, he is sleeping more than you are. My rabbit duck. Everyone picks up weight when you have a baby. So tell him he looks great for someone who had a baby, and then I'll probably just say, oh, thank you, you know?
I watched a medical series. I love a medical series. A while ago, and one of the couples just had a kid, and that dad looked fantastic, and I just kept thinking,
Look, he's either beaten down by very little sleep or by his wife for doing nothing or self-pity. Yes. One of the three or all of them.
Yes.
Another one that they ask moms all the time and they don't ask dads is, how do you do it all? How do you balance being a working mother with being a working mom, full-time job with raising kids? Mm. They don't ask dads that, and that's the whole default parent thing?
Yeah. Like, what is it? It's because moms... Well, I'm asking, actually. Is it because moms are just expected to, like, work like they don't have kids at home?
Yeah.
And yet, it's such a big responsibility to raise kids, so they're expected to be super moms.
Like you don't have a job.
Like they don't have a job.
Yeah.
They don't have deadlines.
Yeah.
None of that.
My answer is to that, I don't. I'm not going to be able to do it all. I miss things all the time. Mm. I'm a horrible mom some days. Some days I'm a great mom and I've really just slacked at work. Don't, my boss, I hope he's not watching. but you can't do it all the time.
No.
But the reality is they don't ask a dad that. They also don't ask him, how do you maintain work-life balance? Because his answer would be, I've got a wife.
She does the cooking. She does the cleaning. She does the school run. She does the sport run.
Yeah. For women, you get asked that because you have to balance.
You have to constantly
take care of all of
time
this.
Management. All of it.
Another one. Mm. You're so lucky to have a hands-on partner. How many times have you heard that?
When my son was a baby, a lot. I will say that my husband, when, like, still, our son is 9 now, he is still fairly hands-on. I woke up to that. But it's that age-old joke of when we had a braai, and he would get up when the baby monitor goes off to go change a diaper. Like, oh, he's changing diapers.
You're so lucky.
Well, you're so lucky. Hope he's changing diapers.
But no one tells a dad, you are so lucky to have a hands-on partner, because the mother is expected to be hands-on all the time. Look, my husband also does a lot, but...
You also had a C-section, the first one,
yeah,
right? That is major surgery, okay? They cut through everything to get that baby out. Yet, within, 42 hours, if that?
24.
You're expected to get up and take care of something that is going to die.
If you don't.
If you don't, okay? It is literally going to die.
So, I mean, I think this is one of the most important ones for me, is if you see a dad, say to him, you are so lucky to have a hands-on partner,
wife, mom.
Your kids are so lucky to have a hands-on mom. Look, yeah. not all of us are hands-on with everything, but most of the time you are expected to have some kind of handle on life. When are you having another baby? This is usually within like 5 minutes of popping the first one out. And then it's like, oh, are you going to try for a boy? Are you going to try for a girl? When are you having another one?
You know, my default answer to that. You love my default
I do.
Answer.
Please share it.
So people have obviously stopped asking me this. But right in the toddler years, people would ask all the time. And my reply would be, I don't make the same mistake twice. You would either see, you'd see one of two reactions. Mm-hmm. Either complete shock and horror, like, how dare you say that? Mm. Or you could see the realization of, she speaks the truth.
I asked my husband about this, like, did people ever ask you or do they ask you this often? And he said, no, maybe like within the first 6 months, they might ask a guy. But after that, really, really not on the radar at all.
After the first 6 months of their wife having a baby?
Within the first six, he was asked, like, are you guys going to have another one? Okay. When are you thinking having another one? And he said after that, it just stopped. Now I just get asked. I'm luckily getting to the age where people stop asking. But yeah, not a question I enjoyed answering. I get this one so much. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I travel between the coast and Windhoek. I'm in Windhoek once a month for a week. Mm. And 99% of the time, I leave my kids behind. Mm-hmm. And then people ask me, so where are the kids when you're here?
They have another parent, don't they?
I just say they're with their dad. And then it's like, oh, are they okay? And my answer is, I don't know. Don't care. I'm sure I would get a call if they're not.
Yeah.
They've got a father.
Yeah. He knows where the hospital is. He might not know where the kitchen is and the stove is and the laundry bin. But
Yeah. So dads, don't get asked that. If my husband's away on a business trip, he never, ever gets asked where the kid's staying. No. It's just a, you know.
No.
One comment that women get is, the ultimate calling in life is to be a mother.
For some, it's not a copy-paste statement. Like, it's not a statement. For some women, it is a calling. For others, it's not.
So here's the question, though.
Okay.
Do we think our ultimate calling is being a mom? That this is the ultimate that we could ever have achieved? Our biggest, most valuable purpose in life?
A big part of me does feel like that. Because, like, before my son, I used to think driving was the ultimate accomplishment.
I think a lot of men will agree with you.
But, I mean, it's a pretty damn incredible thing to do, is to raise a kid.
Yeah.
You know, to keep it alive day after day, to deal with the phases and the questions and the tantrums, and to still not hate them completely at the end of the day. I feel like that is, that's a pretty, for me.
Yeah, I think for me it comes down to, would I have felt less than or unfulfilled if I never had kids?
Well, you wouldn't have known the difference, would you?
Yeah, for me personally, I think maybe I would have, because I always wanted kids. Mm-hmm. Looking back now, I think there was a lot of stuff that I romanticized, which we've also spoken about and we might speak about again. But I also think it's very insensitive to say to women that your ultimate calling in life is to be a mom. Because even, and this is infertility aside.
Yeah, yeah.
Even if you do have kids, you do not know under which circumstances someone became a mother.
No.
For the vast majority of people, it might be in a planned, desired way. But for a lot of people, it might not have been. It might be a real struggle. There have been times that I thought, Maybe I should never have done this. Maybe this was a bad idea.
Haven't we all?
So, but it's not something that men get asked or told. Ah, the ultimate calling in life is to be a dad. I honestly haven't heard that being told to them. And then the last one on my list is, don't you feel bad leaving your kids at daycare all day when you work?
So I can relate to that very well, because I only recently, like past 2 years or so, came back to full-time employment. And like, that hurts, man. Mm. Because it absolutely sucks to drop them off somewhere. And mine doesn't like it very much. So he will also complain about it a lot.
Yeah.
So it's not nice.
Yeah, it's not a nice thing to, I think, empathize rather than say, I know this must be really hard for you.
Yes.
But again, it's not something that dads really get asked or told.
No.
And I'm not saying that they're callous. I think maybe it's also something that you should acknowledge to a new dad, is say, that must be really hard for you to leave your baby behind. Is it hard for them?
Is it though?
I don't know.
I'm going to get in trouble for this one, but the night my son was born, my husband started gymming. The very night.
Prime opportunity.
Okay.
Golden opportunity to start doing that. Wow.
So, was it hard for him to leave
you got
his
this.
Baby in the nursery?
In the hospital, right? There's like a million people to look after it. It's golden opportunity. Yeah, so there's a lot of stuff that moms obviously get asked, or things that are said to them that don't get asked to dads. Mm. I don't think it's to slam anyone. I think there are good things as well that are said to moms.
Yeah, for sure. And I think a lot of it is also just assumptions that people make.
Yeah.
Okay, and you know, assumptions is the mother of all things. But let this be a lesson, okay? We notice, as moms, we notice that there are certain things that you think we are supposed to do, that we are supposed to be good at, but we're not all the time. We are human.
Yeah.
We are only human. So ask dads some of these questions as well.
And then you enjoy the blank stares that you get. That is it for the very first video episode of The Secret Life of Motherhood.
Yeah, this is a new experience.
Very new, very excited. You can catch The Secret Life of Motherhood on Spotify. If you want to listen to it, we are on Facebook. We are on TikTok, The Secret Life 911. Still love that. Can't get over that coincidence. As well as
Apple Podcasts.
Yeah.
Nova 1035 on the website, nova.com.na. And of course, where else can you catch us, Christine?
OneAfrica.tv.
Yeah.
Awesome. We'll catch you next week.